by anointed pastor Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
If you have your Bibles, come go with me to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 13 through the 16 verses. The 11th chapter. And you'll find these words. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afore, were sure of them, embraced them, and professed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared a city for them. I want to talk about, just for a few minutes, how far is heaven?
Right now.
All right.
Come on. How far?
How far is heaven? This text suggests that there is a longing, a looking, and laboring in us for heaven. The 16th verse gives an account of these. You see, there's an inward yearning for heaven dwells in us because God placed man and woman in an earthly paradise, like that of heaven at the time of creation, and knowing the innocence of us. We'll find in Genesis 2 and 8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he formed. Now if this is true, then there is a taste of heaven lingering in our minds and spirits. Or the thought of heaven will not allow us to be satisfied with just anything and everything down here.
Amen.
All right.
But even as we are, we still want the better things of life. Or we know that there is a heaven.
Amen.
But something on the inside gives us that burning that says so. But however, on this old pilgrim journey, we are blessed to have pictures of a taste of heaven. We shall look back and look and wonder how the old folks say, I'm bound for heaven. But we will never fully come to know heaven's reality down here. Therefore, since the longing, the looking and laboring are real, and are focused on a real place called heaven, so the question is, how far is heaven?
All right.
One thing I've learned, that heaven is on the other side of sin.
There it is.
And wherever sin ends, heaven begins. Oh, my brothers and sisters, heaven does not and will not accept sin. You see, once Adam and Eve sinned, they were drove out. Heaven is as far away as we are deep in our sins. If we get out of sins, you will enter into heaven. But let us understand, we are born into sin.
Right.
Look at Psalms 51, 5 and 6. Says, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Oh, my brother and sister, not only were we born to sin, but we are broken by sin. The majority of the relationship that we know and experience was broken by sin. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, we see God became lost to them. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there can be no heaven where there is no God. And however, Adam, after sinning, is ashamed of himself, and he takes fig leaves to cover himself. Some of us are unhappy with who and what we are, and heaven will not accept unhappy people. Heaven is as far away when people are unhappy, dissatisfied, and unpleased with themselves. Adam and Eve living in an earthly heaven, and because of sin, find themselves broken apart. And Adam said to God about Eve in Genesis 3:12, the woman who thou givest to me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Or we are not only born in sin, broken because of sin, but we are also bound by sin. And we cannot get out of it by ourselves. And this leaves us in a pitiful state of not knowing, but not being able to reach heaven on our own. You see, heaven's so close, but yet so far away, because we can't do nothing to get ourselves there. But yes, we long for it, we look for it, and we're able to get there. But sin makes heaven far away. Heaven is offered to us by God.
Yeah.
And we must understand that heaven is a gift offered to us by our Savior. Look what Jesus said in John 14:3. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Or look at Matthew 11:28. He says, come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. But then if you go to Revelation 22, you'll find that whosoever will, let him come. You see, we must understand that heaven must first be in us before we can be in heaven. You see, if the kingdom is first in you, then even in this evil world, we will know some heavenly wonders. Your bad things become blessings. Heartaches become happiness. Jeopardy become joy. Mistakes become miracles. Prayer becomes celebration. Sorrow turns to satisfaction. Grief become gladness. And pain become pleasure. All heaven is given to us by the grace of God. You see, the grace of God brings free passage for the repentant sinners into heaven. Oh, heaven is far away from unrighteousness. Look at Psalm 26. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You see, our righteousness will never gain us access into God's heaven. But the righteousness of Jesus qualifies you and me for citizenship in God's heaven.
Right. Yeah, amen.
Well,
yeah.
Grace opened heaven's door for us.
Yeah.
Because in his grace, we are clothed in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior. Grace extends to us forgiveness. I don't know about you, but I'm bound for heaven. Because of God's grace, I am fully pardoned and forgiven all my sins. Grace woke me up this morning. Grace started me on my way. Grace is sufficient for me. Grace is amazing. Thank you, Jesus, for grace. For I love you, Lord. For when I was sick, it was nothing but your grace that brought me through. When I was down and hungry, nothing but your grace that brought special for you.
Listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is Wade with your Thursday weather in Shreveport. It's going to be mostly sunny. High temperature at 97, overnight lows at 77. Sunshine for Monroe with a high at 96. 76 is the overnight low. Lake Charles getting scattered thunderstorms, high at 91, lows at 75. Mostly sunshiny for Natchez, Mississippi. High temperature at 92, lows overnight at 73. Here in the greater Alexandria Metroplex,